All right, we start the third mishnah in the parak. First, let's go through the three cases of the mishnah, and then we'll talk a little about the lumdus of the mishnah. First case, Omar l'shnayim, gozalti la'echad mikem. A person tells two people, I stole from one of you, mana, ve'ni yedeya eizem mikem. And they also don't know, they didn't even know about it. So I stole from one of you and I don't know which one. Ay aviv shal echad mikem hifkid li mana, ve'ni yedeya eizahu. Or one of your fathers gave me a mana and I don't know who. Why does it suddenly stick in father? Why does it say, ay echad mikem hifkid li mana? So, what? If they did it themselves, usually they would know. So it's lav dafki. The Tfas says you can't make any diyukim from here, because you could have said echad mikem. It just said aviv, because someone steals from you, shliach, you don't know about it. But if you give away a pekudin, usually you would know yourself. So since the Mishnah is talking that there's no teveya, the person comes on his own. So it picks a case of aviv shalach mikem hivkid limana. Ve'eni yedei ezahu noisin lezemon lezemon. Why? Why does he have to pay both of them? Why does he have to pay both of them? Why does he have to pay both of them? He only stole from one. What? Shahayda b'fiyat, which means what? Since he's my, then why does he have to pay two? He only owes one. What? The Gemara is going to say that it's only Lotse Sidei Shemayim. Really, you don't have to pay both. The Gemara is going to say that you only have to pay both. That this Mishnah is Lotse Sidei Shemayim. Lotse Sidei Shemayim, you want to do the right thing, that's Tait Shahayda B'Sei B'Piyatzma. You want to do the right thing, you pay both of them. Chuyiv, not Chuyiv. But Lotse Sidei Shemayim, you have to pay both. So I had a problem here. The Rush brings from a Gemara in Bava Kama that if someone says, I'm a supik if I stole from you, it just goes to one person. He says, you know, I may have stolen from you. However, you'll dream up the case, how it happens. I'm a supik if I stole. The other person doesn't know. He's not Teveya. I don't know if I stole from you or not. So the Gemara Bava Kama, at least the Rosh Lo, so the Gemara Bava Kama, that Potter af Lotzei Sidei Shemayim. Even Lotzei Sidei Shemayim, you don't have to pay. If you're not sure if you stole from someone, you're Potter af Lotzei Sidei Shemayim. What's the difference between the two cases? If I come to one person, I say, I'm a supik, maybe I stole from you. Even Lotzei Sidei Shemayim, you don't have to pay. If I go to two people, and I say, I'm a supik, if I stole from you or I stole from you, but I know I only stole 100, I still have, Lotzei Sidei Shemayim, I have to pay 200. What's the difference between the two cases? Here, I vada I need a kapara for what I stole. And there, it's a suffix if I need a kapara. Maybe the difference is, there it's a suffix if I need a kapara. Yeah, it's true. On the other hand, here, if I put down $100 and want to fight it out, it's also only a suffix. I didn't do the Vaheshiv. So maybe that's the difference. I was thinking of a different difference. What do you say? Is that the difference? If you steal, if you're misubik, if you stole from one person, we say aflotzei sidei shemayim, not mechuyev. If you know you stole, just know for which one of two. So 100 you have to give me a credit. To pay a second 100 is lotzei sidei shemayim. What's the difference between the two cases? So one possibility is, the difference is that if you know you stole,
you have to rectify it, even if it costs you more money. It says the here Tamal Lishnayim, if it could be you stole from 10 people. If it costs 10 people, I don't know where I stole from. So the Shemayim has to pay 10 times 100. So if you know you stole, so then you're mechuyav to Sidei Shemayim to pay extra. If you don't know if you stole, so it's like any day in the Sayafti, so then you don't have to. It could be that pshat. I was thinking maybe of a second mahalach. That if you want me to be Lati Sidei Shemayim, when I finish, I have to be sure I accomplished something. You want me to start paying 100 here, 100 there, extra money. See if I got something for it. I got something for it. I know that I owe someone money. By paying everyone $100, I know at the end of the day that my slate is clean. So I got something for it. So then I'm chayv lati zidei shemayim. Or I don't know if I'm getting anything for it. I go over and I tell somebody, I don't know if I stole from you 100, so I don't know if I'm gaining by it. So maybe there I don't have to. Now what do you say? I don't know any Mar Makom said this, I'm just thinking out loud. I'm talking about Latzis Zei Shemayim. Well, there's a certain geder where you chayiv Latzis Zei Shemayim.
Right. Well, so we're saying over here, there's a concept of Zei Shemayim over here.
And why not over there?
So,
if you want. If you want, you can give everyone presents. It means it's the right thing to do. Latzis Zei Shemayim means this is what you're supposed to do.
Therefore,
so what would you say? I'll tell you an afghanita between our cases. Let's say I'm positive I stole from someone, and it's one of five people. Let's say I remember when I was a little boy, over bar mitzvah, under bar mitzvah, a person's partner. Someone remembers when he was in camp as a teenager, he stole from someone in his bunk. There were 10 people in his bunk. He doesn't remember from who. Two people, he doesn't remember all 10 guys who were in his bunk, but two people he remembers. Now, if he remembers all 10, he's supposed to send all 10 of them the money. Right? So he knows he stole $100. He doesn't know one of 10 people. So if he knows who the 10 are, Latzis Zei Shemayim, he was supposed to send all 10 of them $100 each. Right? What happens if he can't trace down all 10? He remembers three guys that were in the bunk, he remembers. Does he have to pay those three to be Latzis Zei Shemayim? Or not? Should he pay those three Latzis Zei Shemayim? The other seven he can't find? Huh? Now, don't tell me about Parag. You should know a rule. When it says in Gemara or in Halacha, Latzis Zei Shemayim, it means that's really what you have to do. Bezin can't force you. Latzis Zei Shemayim, you're supposed to pay. A Grama bin Zikin is a Chayiv Latzis Zei Shemayim. That means you're supposed to do it. It doesn't mean if you want to, if your conscience bothers you. It's true if your conscience bothers you, so even if you're not sure of yourself for one person, so pay. But that's not called Latzis Zei Shemayim. Latzis Zei Shemayim means really you're supposed to pay, just better that can't force you to pay. Latzis Zei Shemayim is really a chiyuv. It's more than I once asked Rav Palm, if someone asks me a shayla, not two bali dinim a din Torah, someone asks me a mamonistic a shayla, and I know the din is Latzis Zei Shemayim is chayiv, what do I tell him? I tell him you're chayiv or I tell him you're potter? So he said that you tell him you're chayiv. You only have to go to long disk like this. Someone asked him, Rabbi Shaila, what's he asking? He's asking, what am I supposed to do? Latzis Zei Shemayim is what you're supposed to do. Now, again, my Shaila is, our Mishnah says what you're supposed to do, and that's why it shouldn't amaze you. The Mishnah says you're chayiv. The Gemara says, oh, you're not really chayiv, it's just Latzis Zei Shemayim. So you're really chayiv. So I'm asking you a question. If I know I stole from one of 10 people, I can't trace all 10. I can only chase 3. Am I supposed to pay those 3 Latzis Zei Shemayim? Is that included in the Mishnah? Om L'Shayim, Zalki Echel Nikem. What happens if one he remembers and one he doesn't remember? He knows he stole from one of 2 people. One, he knows his name, and the other one, he can't trace it. Does it apply still? He should give that person the Hadzir Lotze Sidei Shemayim. What do you think? Huh? What? So he's saying you should pay. You should pay. Does everyone agree? Huh? You say yes? The thing is singing a different tune.
No.
The Mishnah is saying that you should, that you're supposed to pay them. What is it you're supposed to? You're supposed to pay them. You think so? You're supposed to pay them? Is that true? My feeling is that's not true. I don't have any rayas to it. Maybe one raya I'll mention. My feeling is you only have to do Lotzei Sidei Shemayim if when you finished you were Yotzei Sidei Shemayim. It costs money to be Yotzei Sidei Shemayim. The Torah says, Chazal tells us you're supposed to pay for it. If you're not going to end up being Lotzei Sidei Shemayim anyway, I don't think you're supposed to pay. Although, it depends how you answer my original kasha. The Rosh says, if you're misupik on one person, whether you stole from him, you don't have to pay Lotzei Sidei Shemayim. Either way, I understand, because you're not for sure getting anything for your money. If the way you understand is, like you said, that depends if you vade stole or suffix stole, so then it's like everyone else is saying, that if you vade stole, you're supposed to pay. I'll ask you a question. I mean, does everyone feel that way? If you know you stole from one of ten, and you can only identify three, you're supposed to pay those three. Everyone feel, I mean, how do you feel? How do you look at it? Huh? I'll ask you, according to you, if I know I stole from someone in the world, but I don't know who he is, the world, and I don't have money to pay everyone in the world. So one person in a city, one person in a camp, there are 1,000 people in camp. I know I stole from one. No clue who. I'm supposed to start paying $100 to each person I find that was in camp that summer. So I can't find all, if I find all 1,000, Tzavad, I'm supposed to give them all $100 each. It's Pasha, no? Gozel echad mishnayim is not dafke echad mishnayim, no? It's echad from 1,000 also. Huh? It's one of 1,000. It shouldn't change, right? So one of 1,000. So okay, I know all 1,000 people in camp. So I have to pay $100 to each of the 1,000. Huh? $100,000. Just stealing $100. Well, yes.
And then you're going, you have all people there. You're going, you know, he doesn't know what the people are.
That's what I asked before when I said 10
no,
people.
The ones he knows,
I'm saying the ones he knows. Right. No, if he knows all thousands, he has to give all thousands. That's Pasha. Someone knows he stole, there's 1,000 possible people, yeah, he's got to pay $100 to each of the 1,000. Although you think for $100,000 he can do other hider mitzvahs, but no, he has to pay 1,000 also. Now, what happens if he stole from someone in the world? He doesn't know who in the world he stole from. No? He saw something lying at a. He was in a chasna and he stole an umbrella. Could be anybody in the world. Was it the wedding? It was at that wedding. And he went into shul to daven and he stole an umbrella. He had a yetzar to steal. It was rainy. He stole an umbrella. So now, Lotzei Sidei Shemayim. He has to give an umbrella to anybody who it might be. So he has to pay every person he meets in the world, he's got to give an umbrella to. Huh? Now, you could tell me yes, it's just very hard to do. But you think so? Is that a chiyuv Lotzei Sidei Shemayim? The gut feeling is no. Right? It's more than a gut feeling, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says that if you stole from someone, you don't know who it is. It's chiyuv. Ganovim don't ask for identification. Right? Someone, they pickpocketed someone in the airport. So he has no idea who it is. Could be anybody in the world. So what does he know what the Gemara says he's supposed to do? What? Yes, he's by Tzorchei Rabin. He says, you give it to Tzorchei Rabin. Donate, I don't know, for lights in the shul or something. Ulai, the Ganav will be Nehenna from it. The Nignav will be Nehenna. But doesn't say, Lotzei Sidei Shemayim, start giving everybody money. Why not? Why not? If I stole from one person in the world, I can tell what's in the world is impossible. I agree it's impossible. Let's say we're at Tishtetl with 1,000 people. Right? So you have to give all 1,000 people, you have to try to. So the way I understand what.
The restaurant knows either you or you.
Yeah.
You can't say that. And the million people that knows either
so you. So how many I can I say it with? 1,000 I can say.
Why don't you say this is Amal Shnayim? You're telling these two people. Because let's say that if you know, this comes in and says that, you know, I told somebody.
So I'll tell you the way I understand the Mishnah. I may be wrong. I understand the Mishnah. You're only chayv lotes yidei shemayim if when you finish paying, you are yotzei yidei shemayim. I know it's 2 people or 5 people or even 1,000 people. But you could tell me, pay lotes yidei shemayim, you're getting something for your money. The person stole $100. He's going to pay 1,000 people $100. It's going to cost them $100,000. It's worth it. Because an Olam Haba, it costs a lot more than $100,000 for someone who steals $100,000. It's worth it for him. If he knows the 1,000 people, we all agree he has to pay $100 to everybody. If he's resourceful, he'll try to get them to be Michael, he'll call them up. But Lamaisa, he's going to have to pay $100 to everybody. If he wants blood taste, no? So I think we all agree, we can identify the 1,000 people. So I'm saying the Mishnah says Amal Ishnayim, it's talking a group that you can identify who they are. But let's say you can't identify. There's no way you'll be sure you're Yotzei Yidei Shemayim. So then there's no halacha that you have to pay Yotzei Yidei Shemayim. Because at the end of the day, you don't end up being sure that you're Yotzei Yidei Shemayim. You're going to give $100 to everybody you meet. And you still don't know if you got the ganav. Maybe you didn't ignav. Maybe you didn't get it. So, I can't say I'm proving it, but I'm trying to tell you that it's logical that you're only mechuyev to pay lotes yidei shemayim if you end up, it costs you a lot of money, if you give 1,000 people $100 each, or if you give 2 people $100 each, whatever you did, at the end, you were yotzei yidei shemayim. So you could charge me, I should be yotzei yidei shemayim. You can't charge me lotes yidei shemayim where afterwards, I still don't know if I'm yotzei yidei shemayim. I still don't know. So tell me I was better off than before. It's true, but that's not Lotzei Yidei Shemayim. Lotzei Yidei Shemayim means to be Yotzei Yidei Shemayim, there are certain payments that you make. Otherwise, you're not mechuyev to make a payment Lotzei Yidei Shemayim if you don't end up being Yotzei Yidei Shemayim. I'm saying the logical thing. I think so. I think otherwise, why did the Rush says if I'm the suffix, if I stole from someone 50-50 suffix, I'm not sure I stole from someone, so why don't I have to give him Lotzei Yidei Shemayim? It's no different than if I have 2 people, I know I stole from one, I give one 100, now I go to the other one. By the time I get to the other person's door, I'm the same 50-50 if I stole from him or not, right? No, Mishnah, I'm not sure I stole from Reuven or Shimon. I go to Reuven and give him $100. I take the bus across town, I go to Shimon, I'm ready to give him the 100. At this moment, what am I? I'm facing one person, I'm a suffix if I stole from him. And yet I have to give him 100. Maishna, why is it different than if I only am a suffix if I stole from one person? The answer is that at least I know I'm being Yaitzi Yidei Shemayim. At least I know that I'm being Yaitzi Yidei Shemayim.
Why don't you know that you're being Yaitzi Yidei Shemayim in one person?
With one person, I may be getting nothing. I may be just where I was before.
If it's only one person, you know.
I'm a suffix if I stole from him. If I stole from him, I'm spending the money to be a Yotzei Shemayim. If I didn't steal from him, so I'm not getting anything for my money. I'm not getting satisfaction of Lotzei Yidei Shemayim. I'm not, and this money is not being spent on Lotzei Yidei Shemayim.
If it's
Lotzei
Yidei Shemayim,
I'm not. When I stole, I know I stole from one of two. The whole $200 brings me to Lotzei Yidei Shemayim. When I'm misupik if I stole, I'm misupik if I'm being Yotzei Yidei Shemayim by giving him money. It's possible I am being Yotzei Yidei Shemayim, it's possible I'm not. So in that case, I'm not mechuyev to pay if it's possible I'm not being Yotzei Yidei Shemayim with this payment. It's not getting me a Yotzei Yidei Shemayim. When it's getting for me that I'm being Yotzei Yidei Shemayim, if there's such a concept as paying.
No. But in the case of two people, right, my fee is $50 to pay $100.
Yes. But the Torah is good in Minashamayim, we say that's not going to be good enough. You have to pay too much.
Right.
The key of it is to pay too much.
Dine
now, I only sold 100, but the Dine Shemayim is telling you have to pay extra, pay too much.
I would rephrase that. The Dine Shemayim is not telling you to pay 200. Dine Shemayim is telling you, be sure that you satisfy your chiyuv. Be positive that you satisfy your chiyuv. Lamaisa is going to cost you 200, or 500, or 1,100, whatever, however many people. The Dine Shemayim is not telling you how much money to spend. It's telling you, be positive that you are yaitza, whatever your chiyuv is. You have a definite chiyuv, be positive you are yaitza. You're asking about Dine Yada.
No, a Dine Shemayim, I should have a fee to pay $100 to one person.
Why?
If I stop if I stole money from this person.
So the answer is, I don't have to spend $100 if I'm not sure I'm getting anything for it.
But the point is, Dine Yada
is
telling me I'm trying to be sure.
Dine Yada, we see down what you mean, Dine Yada.
Yeah. If
I have a chiyuv, if I'm not sure if I have a chiyuv, I don't have to pay.
So once I pay for one person, I'm also again not sure.
It's true. That's the way it works out. As you're going to pay, but you know, you started with a chiyuv latesi de shemayim. You don't know if you satisfied it. It's the first time you heard of such a thing. You notice the difference between a day in parati and a day in mischayavti. It's a very big difference. So I know I had a chiyuv latesi de shemayim. I don't know if I was yaitzit yet. I paid the first person. Maybe I was yaitzit. Maybe not. But by paying both, or even 1,000 people, I'm acquiring the Yitzias Yidei Shemayim.
But my Safi is Yidei Shemayim, not Yidei Shemayim. My Safi is Yidei Shemayim should be that I should pay
because
it's
a
Safi. My Safi should be
Yidei Shemayim. You're not Mechuyiv from a Safi, there's no Chiyiv Tashlim. If it's a Safi Parati, maybe. A Safi Mischayafti, there's no Chiyiv Yidei Shemayim.
It
has everything to do with it. It's a suffix moment. In this new chiyuv of Latei Sidei Shemayim, this new concept of Latei Sidei Shemayim, that concept applies when a person is being Yai Sidei Shemayim through it. If by any day of chayafti, there would be such a concept that I could spend money. I'm sure, certainly getting a lot of these shemayim. I'd be chayav to pay. I don't know if it's such a chetimza. But the nekuda is not the any day of chayafti. That's the way it plays itself out. The nafkamina is the other cases. If the nekuda is any day of chayafti, then you're right, which is really what BZ was saying originally. One case I know I stole, one case I don't. If that's the nekuda, then you're right. The way I understand, and then, if I know I stole from 1 of 1,000, I need 3, I should have to pay the 3 in the amparati. I understand that if it's 1 of 1,000, I can't pay all 1,000, that there's no chiyuv to pay. Because the chiyuv is only if you get a latte station money. Okay, it could go either way. I don't have a raya except from yet a case where you stole from someone in the world, or someone in the city, where it says you should spend money on the tzarchei ha'ir. I never heard that a person stole an umbrella. We tell them, okay, now you have to give umbrellas to every Jew you meet. I don't know, we never heard such a thing. Pashut, we tell people to do tzarchei rabim with it. So how do you do tzarchei rabim in Brooklyn? It's a little hard to know. How do you do tzarchei rabim? I don't know, you buy sfarim in a shul or something. You have to do something to make a tashlumin, to pay back. Okay, this geder, it's important to me to know the geder. It's a question of how to apply it to other cases. As a supik, I don't want to get sidetracked, but as a boy, I know I stole money from the Brooklyn Public Library. I know I took out books and didn't return them. So I was misupik what to do about it. What do you do? How do you pay back? So what I did is I wrote out a check to the Brooklyn Public Library for an amount that I feel is more than what I stole, and I mailed it to them as a donation. So that I did many years ago. It's a long time since I stole a lot of books from the Brooklyn Public Library. I didn't steal. I borrowed them. I didn't return them. I'm just stealing them. So Ramesha says it's Gezel Yisrael. It's not Gezel Akum. Anytime you steal from a city something which Yisraelim would have hanoah from, Ramesha and Tshuva called that Gezel Yisrael. So Kuliyam is a Chiyav Hashem. So I made out a check to the library and I mailed it to them, and I didn't write a confession. I just mailed them a donation and shut. But afterwards I was misupik. Did I steal from them? Or did I steal from the people that I now couldn't get the book? I mean, there were some Haribo books you just couldn't get, you know, certain... In those days, certain ones they kept very few of just to keep everybody happy. So, I don't know. So I have to pay every year who might have borrowed the book? It bothers me. I'd like to be on Tisidei Shemayim. I don't know how it's happening. Okay, anyway, that's the first case of the Mishnah. We're going to have to come back to talking about it. This Nakuda, I would appreciate you learn a Mishnah. You look around. Look at Shulchan Aruch. If you find a raya, not like I'm saying, I'd appreciate. I don't really have a strong raya, except this one kasha bothered me when I learned the Mishnah. It bothered me the kasha. If you steal from a person, there are many people who stole things. They took things, stole. Nobody wants to think they're a guy. They took things where they weren't supposed to, from a shul or from a public place. And how do you get to the Shemayim? Okay, so that's Aleph, the first case of the Mishnah. The second case of the Mishnah. Shnayim shefkidu etzel echad. These are, by the way, I think you look in the Mishnah, three separate Mishnahs. But alright, let's see. Shnayim shefkidu etzel echad zemana zemasayim. Zayim v'shaliva sayim, zayim v'shaliva sayim. Noyis lezemana lezemana, ashayim v'rechachiyav eliyah. This is the case we always call mana shlishi, where people gave it to you together. So you give mana lezeh, mana lezeh, ashayim v'rechachiyav. So I'll ask you a trick question. Why don't you say, call the Olam Govar on the 300? Why don't you say, on the 300, call the Olam Govar? Put it down and let them fight it out. So who is this Kasha? Huh? Taisus on Beis Amid Aleph. Taisus in the first Mishnah. Taisus originally asked, by Shnei Mezim Metalis, you should say, call the Olam Govar. What's the teretz? Why Mishnah Mezim? Don't you say called Olam Gavar? Well, when do you say called Olam Gavar? By the case of the boat. There's a Hawarba. It's out in the water. And one says Shalavaisa, and one says Shalavaisa. You say called Olam Gavar. Mishnah Mezim, why don't you say called Olam Gavar? Because they're holding on to it. You don't take away from them to say called Olam Gavar. Only if it's out in the Hefka, you say called Olam Gavar. For Taisus, what about Bimona Shlishi? Why don't you say in the 300, they're not holding it. Why don't you say in the Mona Shlishi that you called Olam Gavar in the 300? So Taisus answered, Choshev Ahusha Nifka Taifus Becheska Shneim. Taisus the Chiddush. That by Mona Shlishi in our Mishnah, the Shomer is holding it for both of them. The Shomer is holding it for the two of them. Okay? The Shomer is holding it for the two of them. So what does that mean, the Shomer is holding it for the two of them? So here, that means the Shomer, who's he holding the 300 for? Who's he holding the 300 for? For whom? I would think he's holding it for whoever's the owner. He says, no. He's holding it for the two of them. How can he be holding it for the two of them? So what we see, in the case of Mana Shlishi, from we see Clark from Taisus, and the Stipler writes this, that we see clear from the Anatosis that when you're holding a pekudin, two people give you a pekudin together, that's krach echad, you're not holding it for the real owner. You're holding it for the shutfis of these two people who gave it to you. You're not holding it for the real owner. You're holding it for the shutfis of the two people that gave it to you, and that's who you're holding it for. That's the case of Anashlishi. That's really part of the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That you don't say kodolim. Because you are holding it for whom? For the two of them, like Taisus. You're holding it for the both of them. Who gave it to you? B'shutfis to hold. So sort of a shutfis to kashmira for the two people who gave it to you. Now again, that will be important. We're going to come back to it. Finish the Mishnah. Amar Rav Yosi came ahev sin arama yakol yeh murecha tshiyav yoyah. Third Mishnah. Third part of the Mishnah. V'chein shnei kelim. Echad yofa mana, echad yofa elavsis. They gave him two kelim, two menorahs. One menorah is worth 100 zuz. That's about $200. And one is worth elav zuz, worth $2,000. Zeh meyafish li, zeh meyafish li. Noisin es hakotun le'echad mehem. Metoich hagadol noisin demei hakotun l'sheni. What does that mean, metoich hagadol? How do you do this? In a practical way. Someone gave you a bag and has two menorahs. $200 menorah and $2,000 menorah. Each one comes, each one says, the $2,000 menorah is mine. So what do? You give one $200 and one $200. How do you give one $200? Well, you take the $200 menorah, you give to one of them. How do you give $200 to the other? Huh? Sell it. Who says you sell it? Anybody vote for selling? Huh? Everyone says you sell it. Peledik, I agree with you, but look at Rashi. Rashi says, the last Rashi, Metoich HaGadol, Yishberenu. Rashi says, you break it. What are you breaking it for? I think in the Mukiyais it says, Yimkerenu. But Rashi says, Yishberenu. I look in the Mishnayis, the only one that really talked about it was the Tveris Yisrael. He says, the Kiddush of this case is that you break it. He doesn't say, why you break it? Now, if you remember, we had Shnei Mos and Vitalis. You rip it in half by Shnei Mos and Vitalis, by Yechloikum. Gemara said on Zayin Amid Beis, Yechloikum Nami Da'amra L'Dmei. Yechloikum there, you split the money. You sell the talis and split the money. Manishtana, the first Mishnah. Well, you don't rip the talis in half. You sell the talis. And you split the money. And this Mishnah, where Rashi, for some reason, says that you break off a piece of the menorah, and you give it to him, and you give $200 worth. I mean, you have to break a big piece; it should be worth $200 broken. And you give it to him, and that's how you settle it. What? Have you worked a menorah? I think it's also worth less. If you could, you do. See here, Rashi means kli. It says kli, no? Kli is something. Could be. Would you give me an example of a kli that you break and it doesn't go? What? Begging. What? The word yishabrenu, this is yikreenu. Yishabrenu sounds like you're breaking something. A blackboard, you break the blackboard in half. You have two small blackboards. A silver bracelet, you break it in half. Yeah, of course, that's Rashi's talking, but doesn't it go down in value when you break it? Why? What? It's a hefset. So why are you breaking it?
You give the guy back after the LLO, and then you give the guy back whatever it was. You give it back.
And I'll tell you what the Rishash says. The Rishash asked this kasha. Rishash says in the first Mishnah, where you're giving it all away, you want it to be a full value. So you don't rip it in half if it goes down in value. You want each person to get half of the full value. In our Mishnah, what are you doing with the leftovers? You're putting it away at Yovi Elio. So who cares? You're giving him 200, 200. Who cares what's left? It's worth more, it's worth less. Who cares? It's going to sit around until Elio Navi comes anyway. So here we don't care if you're breaking it and you make it worth less. As long as each person gets today what he's supposed to get. When Elio comes, so then, all right, then they'll end up with less. So then they'll end up alone. We don't care so much on the Emunah. Maybe he doesn't have so much Emunah. Elio's coming so fast. I don't know. What's Pshat in the Terrence? That's the Rishash's Terrence. That's the Peledic of Terrence. No? What? Why, Takeru, we can't today? Maybe Eliyahu is coming tomorrow, and now they're going to end up. It's like, Balkash, this. You take a $2,000 menorah, breaking it in half, and making it worth half the money. Because it's going to be Emunach anyway. So there's no Balkash, this any Emunach. I understand, but according to the. What? Which person?
The one is lying.
So there's no question. You just give the 2,000 to him and 200 to him. Afterwards. Maybe later he'll be murdered. So I guess the Rosh Hashim, that for that suffix. I'm stuck myself. I have this problem. Again, if you'll end up with a better pshat nishbarenu, I'm happy. Obviously, if this Mishnah would be on Beis Amin Aleph of any Masechta, you would have 100 Mepharshim talking about nishbarenu. But I don't see anybody except the Rosh Hashim talking about it. I glanced through. Maybe on the Mepharshim of the Gemara we'll talk about it, Haka. I don't know. So, what?
No,
I'm hoping
that
the Shlomo HaMelech will be made. So that's the plan. And what about the talis of Beis Amin Aleph? You know what it is, by a baby, they're made. By money, it's like Thomas Nafshi and Felishtha. You know? Alright, so there's three parts to the Mishnah. We have three nekudas, each of which is a chiddush. I'll get into what Mepharshim do talk about. But again, the first part, the gedder of Lucky Sidei Shemayim, we have to try to get some type of klarkat. The second part, the chiddush, is that the Shomer is holding it for both of them, which is a taisus on Beis Amin Aleph. Still a big chiddush. I would think the Shomer is holding it for the Baal HaMamon. No, it's not for both of them. The third case, Yishburenu, this line in Rashi, is a chiddush also. I would have thought that if I opened the Ritva and the Rashba, everybody will argue. I don't see anybody except in Muki Yosef that's arguing. We'll have to see. If someone else says incorrect, I don't know. What about the Rambam says incorrect? The Rambam says incorrect, really? I think the Rambam brings the Lashon HaMishnah, no? Have a second look at the Rambam. Alright, if he says, and I'm very happy. Incorrect is the way I would understand. Okay, let's get a little to what all of the discussion, we'll start with the first part of the Mishnah. Now obviously the Gemara, which you have to see, without the Gemara you can't talk about the Mishnah so much. The Gemara points out that the first case of the Mishnah, the second case are a stira. First case says pay both of them. Second case says Yemunah. Gemara ends up that the first case, Gazalti Me'achad Mikem, is a case of Lotis Yidei Shemayim. Me'ikar Adin Me'niach HaGeneva Be'neyem U'mistalek, that's the Lashon Gemara. Nice, and what does Gemara say? Me'niach Gezela Be'neyem U'mistalek. Me'ikar Adin, we can't force you to pay each of them. Ikar Adin, you put the money down, and the stalak, and you go away. What does that mean, you put the money down, and you go away? The Rambam says it means Yachloiku. Yachloiku. You go to two people, you say, I stole from one of them, I don't know who. I don't want to be Lotis Yidei Shemayim. I'm supposed to. I don't want to. All that I could be forced to do is put the Geneva down and walk away. That's Lashon HaGemara. And the Rambam says it means Yachloiku. Everyone asks from the Rambam, where does this Yachloiku come from? From where is this din Yachloiku? Why should it be Yachloiku? I don't know where I stole from. You put it down. From where is this din of Yachloiku? Where does it come from? So there are two pshatim in the Rambam. The easier pshat is the shach. The shach says that what you're supposed to do here, when you have a ganiv who says, I stole from one of you, I don't know who, and I don't want to be Lotis Yidei Shemayim, I don't want to pay both for you, what do you do? Well, we should really go back to Daf Beis. What do you do if you misupik who it belongs to? So Rashi said, it depends. Right? Rashi said, yechloiku if leka vadei ramai. Well, according to Rashi, in our Mishnah, is there a vadei ramai? Is there a vadei ramai? No. No one's lying. The two nigzals are saying, I don't know. Beshema, beshema. They don't know. Leka vadei ramai. If there's leka vadei ramai, so it's very good. That's where the Rambam got it from, yechloiku. The Rambam holds like Rashi. The Rambam doesn't say b'feirush, if he holds like Rashi or Tosfos. The Shach learns the Rambam holds like Rashi. That depends if yesh vade, leka vade ramai, ika vade ramai. And since this is the case of leka vade ramai, maman amotu b'safik chayokim. That's Rashi's klal. So it's very geshmak. According to Rashi, if the Rambam holds like Rashi, it's very good. The Ketzai Sof in Art says on the Shach, Shach is good like Rashi, didn't explain according to Tosfos. Because Tosfos holds, it depends if what? When do you say Achlaiku? If Chaluk Yechayli Yisemes. Here it's Ein Achaluk Yechayli Yisemes. So according to Tosfos, why should you say Achlaiku? So it could be the Rambam holds like Rashi, he says Achlaiku. Tosfos doesn't say Achlaiku. Akapanim, that's the Shach's pshat. That you look, if Yesh Vadei Ramei, Leka Vadei Ramei, since it's Shema B'Shema, Leka Vadei Ramei, that's why you say Achlaiku, very Geshmak Epshat. The only problem with the Shas Pshat is why doesn't it say it in the Gemara? Why did the Gemara say Achlaiku? Alright, so there are ways to work around that. When we learned the Daf Gimel, we said it could be the Machlaikus Yika Vadei Ramei, or Chalki Chayos Emes is Be'etzim HaMachlaikus HaMeiroim. Machlaikis to sugyas. Could be it's a machlaikis. This Gemara didn't want to get into the machlaikis. So it just said, Menyechu Mistalik. Could be. Anyway, that's Shitas Hashach. The Lechem Mishnah on the Rambam, Peridalet Aloch Yud, Hilchis Pekad. Lechem Mishnah says, Yachlaiku just means, Menyech Beinemu Mistalik. So they should agree to do a chalukah. Well, you're putting it down, you're telling a story from one of you, I don't know who. So what are these two people going to do? Nobody knows it's his. They're honest people. So what are they going to do? They're going to do a chalukah. That's what's going to end up happening. You put it down between them, you walk away, in the middle they'll do a chalukah. So the rabbi said, yechloiku, because that's the right thing to do. The Shach doesn't like this. He has the Lechem Mishnah. What are you talking about? Every time it says in Shas, Yehimunach, why don't you tell me Yachloiku? The right thing to do is they should split it. Every time it says Shulchan Aruch, I mean, when Rambam, it's the first time the two sides can make a pshara of Yachloiku. The Rambam's giving us a suggestion, Yachloiku. The Rambam says a din Yachloiku. It's not a suggestion. If it's a suggestion, he should have suggested it by every Yehimunach. Suggest Yachloiku. So the Shach doesn't like the Lechem Mishnah's Pshat. The Lechem Mishnah's Pshat needs a little bit of Hezbollah. So I'd like to be Masber, or maybe Pshat the Lechem Mishnah, by introducing the Kler, Chakira, into the case of the Mishnah. You have here a ganav who's doing tshuva, and he's saying, I stole from one of the two of you. And was saying he has to pay. He ordered him, he has to pay 100, they shemayim 200. What is the lumdis of this chiyuv? Is you could learn pshat that it's a vadai chiyuv to a shutvis of these two people. There's a vadai chiyuv to pay. He knows the gazlan is one of these two people. Sort of a shutvis of the two of them. When he looks at the two of them, he sees the nigzal. He doesn't know which one it is. But it's sort of a shutvis, you know, similar to the shomer of the manashlishi. He's holding it for the two of them. Here too, the nigzal, he looks at the two of them. And there's a vadai chiyuv to this shutvis. That's one way to look at it. Or you could tell me, what shutvis? Sahin shutvis? I don't know shutvis. He has a suffix to him, suffix to him. So mainly he has a chiyuv, he has to put it back. It's a suffix. It's like shemaz and metalis. He has to put this $100 back, and there'll be shemaz and metalis. It's only a suffix to kefir. Suffix is him or him. So you put it into a state of suffix, him or him. In other words, you could learn with Balabatish. I guess the simple way to learn is that you don't know who. What you're basically doing is putting a talus into a state of shnei meizim. Right? You're putting the talus into a state of shnei meizim, and now we'll find out what to do. Those are two ways to learn the Mishnah. The Shach, Zichah learned the second way. The Shach says so. The Shach says, the din of our Mishnah is shnei meizim talus. If ikavadei ramai, you don't do yachlaiku. If lekavadei ramai, you do yachlaiku. The Shach learned the second way. The Shach learned that when the Ganav is returning it, it's beterasafik to him, beterasafik to him. So Menela, I have to return, the Shemayim, I should return to both. But Bidei Adam, I put it back between the two of them. So the Shach, the Zichah, learned a simple way. The simple way is, you put it back, our Mishnah is a case where you put it back into a Shnei Meizim Metalis to the state. And that's what the Shach says. According to Rashi, it depends on Vavir Ramai. According to Tosis, it depends on the Chayis Ramai. So it goes back to that base. The Lecha Mishnah perhaps held. No. Lecha Mishnah held the first way. He said, this is a returning to a Shutvis of two people who together, they are entitled to this money. Two people together, who together are entitled to the money. The two of them can create a new shutfis that's a vadai recipient. Moshe l'maha davadayna. Let's say I have a shtar that I owe Ruvein ben Shimon. I owe him money. There are two Ruvein ben Shimons in town. What's the din? You know what the din is? If there's a shtar that I owe Ruvein ben Shimon money, there are two Ruvein ben Shimons, what's the din? Huh? Vilhachi kamat chalei. One of them comes for money, I say maybe it's the other one. Vilhachi kamat chalei. If the other one comes, I push him away. What should they do if they're smart? What they do is, they write a shtar hashah, one to the other. They create a shutvis, they make the two of them into one guf, one teveya. They write a shtar hashah, one to the other. They create one tefiyah for the two of them. And then they make one shliach. They tell the shliach, one says, be tevea for me, the other says, be tevea to me. This person comes, he says, pay. Now you can't push me away. I'm a shutvis of the two of them. You have to pay me. And the Lecha Mishnah learns the same thing in this Mishnah. The Lecha Mishnah learns that when you have two suffik nignovim, and between the two together, there's a vadai tefiyah, it's a shutfis. So what's the din? Let's see they shemayim pay both. Let's see they yodah meniach hakeneva beneim u'mistalim. You put the money down, you go away. What's the din of shutfim who have $100? The din is yachloikul. The din is they split it. By the case of two Ruvei Mishim is in town. They make a harshah. And what's the din? Yachloikul. You're not going to ask me a kasha, why are you telling me yachloikul? It's only if they want. If they want, one can take, if they agree, one can take two thirds and one can take a third. They can do whatever they want. A regular shutfis. But typical shutfis is yachlaiku. In our Mishnahs of the Rambam, it's a din of yachlaiku. Why is it yachlaiku? It's a shutfis. They can do whatever they want with the money. The money gets put to two of them. They both have a bailus on it. And now, it's going to be a din of yachlaiku. So Lecha Mishnah understood the Rambam to be saying that our Mishnah is a chazara to a vadai shutfis of two people. This is the way I understand the machlokes to Lecha Mishnah and the Shach. Rabbi Nachkamina in the Gedulei Shmuel, he talks about the Mishnah. He doesn't talk about the Shach and Lecha Mishnah, but he talks about the Mishnah in these terms. He has a clarity. Why would be in our Mishnah? I know I stole from one of two people. I know I stole from one of 1,000 people. So I go over to one of them and I say, listen, I remember that when I was in camp, I stole from someone. I want to do tshuva. I have to give everyone $100. And this person says, you know, if it's me, I'm loichel. He doesn't know. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't. So many years ago. If it's me, I'm loichel. What happens now? If one is loichel, what happens now? I want you to think about it. This has to do with our first discussion and with our last discussion. If you have a person knows he stole from 1 of 1,000 people, and he runs the mission, he knows the 1,000, he calls up camp, he has a camp list, he knows all the 1,000 people that were there. He knows he stole from one of them. Now what do you do? Now he has to pay all. He goes to one says, if it was me, I'm myself. I feel bad. For $100, you got to pay $100,000. You find one person to be Michael, you know. Of 1,000 people, one will be Michael. Now, what happens? Are you nifka your whole chiyuv? Well, no. I mean, one person, it's like you paid him. Now you have to pay the other 990. Now, I don't know any of the Shulchan Aruch poskim that talk about it. Maybe by tomorrow I'll find. But this shaila has to do with what we discussed today, with understanding the Mishnah, both with our first shayla and with this last shayla. And again, you want to get into the sugya, pull out the Gedulei Shmuel, it's the first paragraph. If there's none in the shelf, there's a Gedulei Shmuel in my shtender, which I borrowed from the library, so make sure you put it back. I don't want to have to pay libraries again. I took it here. But make sure you understand, you don't have to agree with me, you could disagree with me, but be yared la'im kai shalom Mishnah. In this case of Suffolk Azela, let's try to understand it. And a bonus would be if someone could find in some tshuva sefer somewhere someone who talked about what to do in such a case, how they applied this law halacha l'maisa. We stole from 1,000 people. All right, so this we're going to try to do with Mr. Shemper tomorrow.